Mr. Louis, when you were younger, did your parents use Yap Choy?
Yap Choy? Yeah, but my parents went home before I came in here.
Right.
Yeah. But the olden day, most Chinese people use Chinese medicine, Chinese herb.
Well, so did you use Yap Choy yourself? I mean, when you were here by your, when you were here in the States by yourself?
Yes, yeah, in the younger day, yeah. Younger
What
day.
would you use Yap Choy for?
Well, you know, sometimes like you catch a cold and like that. Nothing serious. Nothing serious. Just catch a cold and like that. But younger day don't get much cold. But
Would you go see a Chinese doctor?
Chinese doctor, buy Chinese herb from Chinese store.
Is this usually in Chinatown, a Chinese
yeah,
doctor?
In Chinatown, yeah. Those days, doctor only cost maybe a dollar. My herb maybe cost about, you know, 75 cents, something like that. Yeah. But during 1930s, 435, I start sick. I think it's from nervous. And I see I'm a doctor. And I began to use all American medicine.
Yeah. Why the change from Chinese doctor to Western?
Well, those days, Chinese doctor, the Chinese herb is good, but they don't get a really good doctor. Like they write you a prescription, they give you very light dose. They don't want to get in trouble because they, those doctors, none of them get licensed. So they don't want to get in trouble. Now suppose you one dose get you well, you get to take three of them. But during 1935, 1936, I'm beginning to see American doctor. I'm doctor use all American medicine, injection, X-ray, those things.
So then how about with your wife and your children, your daughter?
He's all use American doctor.
Didn't use any more Chinese medicine? You don't use any more Chinese medicine now?
No, no more.
How about Yap Choy for cooking?
Well, my wife is born here. She didn't know too much about us. A lot of old lady from China, they use a lot of Chinese herb for cooking. Like a certain thing, you know, they use dong gui bak ki pong dong to build you up like that. But now, they don't use it anymore. Now everybody use vitamin. Olden day, a lot of people, you know, we use what they call cod liver oil. You know, they eat kun
yao. Yeah, cod liver oil.
Yeah. But now they don't use cod liver oil anymore, they use all vitamin. See? That's why you can't buy, everybody use cod liver oil. So now vitamin take over everything.
Before the war, World War II, did you associate mostly with Chinese people or non-Chinese people?
Oh, down the market there. We the business, most a lot of them with Japanese, Japanese, American people, European people, Chinese people, all mixed. Yeah.
So your business was with people of different nationalities.
Yeah, all different.
How about socially, your friends, were they mostly Chinese or
Well, that's
Japanese
mostly Chinese.
Mostly Chinese. When you got together with your Chinese friends, did you speak Chinese?
Oh yeah. Well, see you all.
See
you
all. Did you ever feel more Chinese or more American? since you've been in the States so long.
Well, I've been in here so long, almost go everything go American way now.
You think you've become very Americanized?
Yeah,
well,
everything American way now.
How about before World War II? Did you consider yourself Chinese?
Well, still, I think more in Chinese way. All depends what kind of people you mix with. If you stay in Chinatown, you go in Chinese way. But like I'm married over here, my wife is a good girl, so we go all over the way now. But still we go quite a few Chinese customs.
Like, for example, can you give me an example?
Oh, we still believe a lot of Chinese customs. Like when my daughter got married, you know, go to banquet, she like it zhong cha. I said, let's don't do it, too much work. She said, she like it. That's the Chinese old custom, you know. The bride go to each table and working with her.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Some people like it. Yeah, certain ways are right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel sorry for being Chinese or embarrassed?
No, I don't think
Chinese,
so.
Or?
Chinese people is all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Since you were here in the States alone, and then your father went back to China, did you ever have any disagreements with your father about being Chinese or being American or staying, you know, in America as opposed to going back to China?
No, no. As long as you work hard to make money, you go home, you know, make them feel happy, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But did he expect you to go back to China to stay?
They figure, and old people figure when you get old, then you should go back. Chinese call lok yi gui gan.
Right.
In other words, the leaf drop from the tree, they want to go back in the root. That's the way you there. But now, in this new century, we don't figure those anymore.
Uh-huh. But so your father didn't mind that you stayed in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And worked.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. What kinds of things did you do for recreation here in the States during the 20s and the 30s?
Well, usually during 20 or 30, we work most of the time.
How many hours a day would you work?
20 hours.
A day?
18, I work from 8, I work between 1925 and 1930. Those few years, I work from 8 o'clock in the evening to next noon. That's 18 hours. Sometimes something not finished, they call me. When we're outside, I work a couple of hours more. You figure at least 18 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody work hard.
So did you have any time for anything else besides work?
Not too much.
Rest?
Not too much. Until 1937, then the market started the union.
Mm-hmm.
Then we work less hours. We work 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I still work 12 hours because I'm the boss. But anybody work over 8 hours, you have to pay overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the last for 16, 17 years, we only 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
5 days a week.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do with your extra time when you worked less hours?
Visiting friends, you know, and during the last 20 years, I get job with those Chinese association, and we have to take care of those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you go to many movies in the 20s, 30s?
And you or in 40s? Younger days, few. Lately, no.
Mm-hmm.
Younger days,
mm-hmm.
I went to a lot of Seoul, you know. Like I used to, olden day, you get a lot of Seoul in downtown. Like Oven, RKO, Pantage, United Artists,
mm-hmm.
Hollywood, you see Pantage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In Chinese, they got a lot of pictures, good soul and picture soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, not no soul, only picture now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I didn't go one picture for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about ball? Did you play any baseball or
no.
basketball?
No, I've been crazy about football. Me and my wife, that 15-year Rams season ticket. 1950, 1965.
You had season tickets.
Yeah, season ticket. Mm-hmm. Until they went over the playing field, little to West End, it changed my location, and I quit.
Mm. How about before World War II? Did you play any ball then, or watch any sports?
Well, that's no, not too much. Okay. You keep working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start until 1950. Then a few years ago, I went to baseball a few times a year. The last few years, I didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
I get ticket from the market, from a lot of company, you know, they can buy a ticket for the customer and like that.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of tickets, but I give to all friends.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go myself.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Did you do things at home that were Chinese? For example, like listening to Chinese music or operas or tamajek, or do Chinese things at home? Or
well, in my younger day, even up to about 6, 7, 8 years ago, I still play mahjong a little bit. The last few years, I didn't play too much.
Mm-hmm.
I play a little bit. Mm-hmm. Music, once in a while we play a little bit.
Chinese music?
Chinese music, yeah. But not too much anymore. When you get old, you don't feel like a new one.
Okay. So you've joined a lot of associations too in Chinatown, right?
Yeah, I joined our family association.
The Louis Family Association?
Yeah, Louis. Yeah. Then, Gongzhou as a district organization.
Mm-hmm.
Then Zhenghua Weigun,
mm-hmm.
I become the director there for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. More than about 12, 15 years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So now getting a little old, so I quit those things.
And any other associations, clubs did you join?
I still belong to CACA,
uh-huh.
In a way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's about all.
Uh-huh. How about your wife? Did she join any association?
Yeah, she followed. Like the Louis family or Gongzhou or CACA. She's been the chairman and the woman. What they call department or auxiliary. Woman auxiliary.
Woman's auxiliary?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, chairman. He was chairman for CACA 2 years. But anytime like a Gongzhou Louis family gets something to do, she have to go out and then do the work anyway. Yeah.
Because of you.
Yeah. She said she like to help people. She's helping a lot of old people. Student thing, don't know how to do, she always help them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why, for how many, about 1975, 76. So she get work from the county.
Mm-hmm.
Woman out of month. In other words, and anyone give a lot of service to the other people. So the city mayor and the city hall there, which is probably give out the award to each man for the each man. A lot of work for them.
What year was this?
I forget. I forget.
What, when was that?
1976.
Uh-huh. So you said that your wife is still working. She's been working as an accountant for Union Poultry?
No, United Poultry.
United Poultry. Has she been working there for 35 years?
No. She worked there about a little over 10 years.
10 years. But she's been an accountant for about 35 years.
Yeah. She worked for American people. Uh-huh.
Where did she work before working for United Poultry?
Oh, she's worked for some chain store and some different kind of company. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kinds of jobs were most Chinese doing before World War II?
Well, before World War II, Chinese people, like any other city, mostly restaurant, laundry, the only thing in Southern California, vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
That's no other place have. See, Chinese vegetable business, Chinese vegetable panel, vegetable market. That's special. Any other city is mostly restaurant and laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And work in the house, work in a lot of people work in the house, cook when you know, a lot of rich people, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And these kinds of jobs, laundry and restaurants, they were usually all Chinese?
Yeah. They most, you know, most of the Chinese people do. Over here, especially the vegetable business, pella, vegetable market, farming.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more than the other city can do.
Mm-hmm. Were there any jobs where they were either all Chinese or all non-Chinese workers?
If you work in a Chinese house, you have to be all Chinese. When you work for somebody else, no, not much, not all Chinese, not much Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did most Chinese like to live near other Chinese people?
I think so, yeah. Usually they live all very close to Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
Until the younger generation come out, they speak good English, they know how what to do everything, then they move out from Chinatown.
Back before World War II, would Chinese move if the neighborhood changed, or would they move in order to stay near Chinese? This is before World War II.
Well, like the Chinese, they live in certain area. They live in almost together there.
Mm-hmm.
Like it used to be, people live close to Chinatown. Some live close to Nice Street Market, where the Chinese people work over there.
Mm-hmm.
And work around the area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but ever since World War II, then the people still moving out different way.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere go different way.
What do you think caused the change in people moving?
Well, the younger people, they speak English. They know what to do. See, the old people, they don't speak English. They don't want to go away from China.
Mm-hmm.
So younger generation, they go to school, they speak English. On olden day, you don't find any Chinese lawyer or Chinese doctor, anything like that. Now it's a lot of lawyer. A lot of Chinese doctors,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And engineering, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And almost in every field. Yeah. Yeah. My nephew, the youngest one, he's a judge.
Mm-hmm. You told me that.
Yeah,
he's
a
right. Mm-hmm. When did the Chinese start moving to the Silver Lake area here?
Oh, I think. I say about 1940, I think about 1946, 47, the beginning of move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why do you think they chose this Silver Lake area? Because it's still close enough to Chinatown?
Well, close to Chinatown. Well, like during 1950, let's see. 1953, when I tried to buy a house to in Lima Park, in Queensland area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Xiaojie Orion. He said, I can let you see the house, but we can sell to you. Because it's restricted all Caucasian only. But now it's more black people there than any other people now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you say, so you did go looking for a house in the Lima Park
yeah,
area.
Yeah.
And when you were refused, did you protest at all, or did you say anything to you?
No use. But then later, 1956, I put the house in Crenshaw, you know, with that one street, all Oriental. And Norton, between 39 and Coliseum Street.
Mm-hmm.
The 25 houses each side, all Oriental. I think they got 21 Chinese, 38 Japanese, one Korean. I still crazy about that street, but I don't like that area now. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Besides, the only main reason I moved from there because that's too low,
mm-hmm.
And that's good for my girl in her younger day. Catch colds and knees and that. Because they're too dampness.
So when you couldn't buy a house did you buy a house in the Crenshaw area? I think you said you did.
Yeah, that's
right?
A new house. Norton Avenue. Yeah, Norton Avenue.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They don't sell to the American people. That company between the two Jewish and one Japanese, two Japanese, you know, formed a corporation to buy those land and build those houses.
And that was in 1947?
No.
I mean, 1957?
Yeah, 1957.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That time, all of the people, a lot of people start moving to Monterey Park already, 1957. Monterey Park first, they build those new house. They don't want to sell to Oriental. But nobody buy it. So they had to sell it to Oriental. So a lot of Chinese and few Japanese move over there.
And this is around 1957?
1957, 1958, yeah. 2-bedroom, 1.5 bath in the den, those days, $17,000. Right now you can charge for $150,000.
Mm-hmm. Did any of your other friends or relatives experience the same problems in trying to buy a home here in Los Angeles, being refused because you were Caucasian?
I live in Tundi's Adam and Harvard. 1946, they still give me the sheriff come in the evening, knock the door, and hand me the letter. Try to evict me. Yeah, these are all Caucasian only. That's 1946.
And this was on Adams?
Yeah,
and
Adam
Harvard?
And Harvard. H-A-R-V-A-R-D.
So what did you say to the sheriff?
Well, I give it to my lawyer. The lawyer hands them. They don't bother.
Mm-hmm.
Next month, all car people come in already. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Did you know of any Chinese who were involved in politics, for example, in supporting Sun Yat-sen's revolution of 1911?
Those people all gone.
But back in those days, did you
they
know
had,
people?
They had few people, you know, involved. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I asked you whether you knew of Chinese who were involved in politics.
Oh, you know, you mean something like about Dr. Sun Yat-sen in the olden day?
Mm.
They had few Chinese, you know, support them. Oh, it was seated.
Mm-hmm.
But those people all gone now.
Mm-hmm. How about in the 20s and 30s, the Chinese who were here, did they get involved in politics at all?
And not much. They get common, don't over here, suppose politics party. But that don't be much to me.
Mm-hmm. How about involvement in politics, in U.S. politics? Any Chinese?
Not too much in those days.
You think because of lack of time or English being a problem?
Well, language is a big problem. In those days, they don't give Chinese people a chance. You can't get a job in the government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever feel that there was any hostility or discrimination against Chinese besides this in this housing business, for example, in looking for jobs?
Oh, yeah.
Just being waited on in a restaurant or things like that.
Yeah. Even up to now, I think they still have a little bit yet discrimination.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can you give me any examples? Do you remember any cases of yourself or other people that you heard of?
No, not exactly, but certain law, you know, they don't let the Chinese people have free hand like that. Still in their mind. Now they come out and talk nice, to work together, and like that, but they still got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so you do feel that before World War II there was definitely discrimination.
Right now, not as bad as before.
Mm-hmm.
But first we come in here, boy, I tell you, they don't think anything is China. Even in China itself, in Shanghai,
mm-hmm.
international settlement, they had a park there. Chinese and dog not allowed.
That's right.
In Kenchong, who is Samin is, who is all the foreigner at the training office, consul general over there. Only the Chinese can get in there is the Chinese servant. Those servant lady work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise they had few agents,
mm-hmm.
buyer. Otherwise they can sign there Chinese and don't know. That's how they treat Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
But these things have been gone during the war.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is breach of trust.